Top 10 list you don't want to make, and the ability to move objects with your mind. Details on both of them coming up in today's edition of CNN Student News. Hello, I'm Carl Azus. First up, the heads of several U.S. intelligence agencies have the same outlook on the country's security. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, they said that in the next 3 to 6 months, it is certain that there will be an attempted terrorist attack on the U.S. An attempt, though, doesn't mean an actual attack. In fact, the CIA director used the failed Christmas Day bombing plot as an example. None of the intelligence leaders, which included the FBI director and the director of national intelligence, talked about a specific threat, but they did say that their top concern is Al-Qaeda, the terrorist group connected to the Christmas Day plot. The hearing also focused on cybersecurity, protecting against online attacks. Those are seen as a growing threat and one that the intelligence community needs to address. The National Intelligence Director said that the U.S. is not prepared for the kinds of cyber attacks it could face. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the chairwoman of the committee holding the hearing, agreed that the country does need to develop an overall cybersecurity strategy. Ray LaHood, the head of the U.S. Transportation Department, is weighing in on Toyota's recall of millions of vehicles due to a faulty gas pedal. But what Mr. LaHood is saying might be causing some confusion. During a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, Secretary LaHood said that anyone who owns one of the cars affected by the recall should, quote, stop driving it and take it to a dealer. That scared and frustrated a lot of owners, and later in the day, LaHood corrected himself.
What I said in there was obviously a misstatement. What I meant to say, what I thought I said was, if you own one of these cars, or if you're in doubt, take it to the dealer, and they're going to fix it.
Toyota released a statement thanking Secretary LaHood for clarifying his remarks. They also said, quote, we want to make sure that our customers understand that this situation is rare and generally does not occur suddenly. If you experience any issues with your accelerator pedal, please contact your dealer without delay. If you are not experiencing any issues with your pedal, we are confident that your vehicle is safe to drive.